Sir, what does the withdrawal of, or part withdrawal of, American troops in Germany mean for the safety of the United States?
Well, I think it hurts us because this damages some, a little bit more the relationship with our most important ally, Germany. More the way that this has been done as opposed to the specifics. I mean, look, the timeline for so much of this is over years. It's going to take a long time for most of these things to actually happen, if they do happen. But the damage to the relationship is done. And that's, to me, the most unfortunate part. You know, Germany is our most important ally in Europe. It gives us a platform for doing, carrying out our own national security strategy in Africa and Europe and Eurasia. It's the ally that we need to cooperate with the most. And instead, we've gone about this, you know, the administration has gone about this in a way that undermines the trust. Now, of course, Germany should have been...
Sir, from a military standpoint, is it necessary to have so many troops in Germany?
Well, I mean, we have very few troops in Germany. I mean, 35,000 is not even half of the stadium in where Bayern München plays football. So, I mean, it's not many people. It's Air Force, Army, total 34,000. Most of it are people that work in headquarters or logistics or air defense or communications. I mean, there's not that many people.
So it has been more symbolic anyhow, would you agree?
No, it's going to hurt in that it removes capability that are in Germany that help the United States. The troops are not there to guard Germany. They are a forward position for us. Germany is the platform that allows us to do rapid reinforcement to Eastern Europe, for example, as well as other places. So that's why the relationship with Germany is so important. And if you start moving capability away from Germany, where we have such good infrastructure, it will be difficult to maintain the same level of readiness. And, I mean, if we're going to move troops to Italy, for example, the infrastructure does not exist. They're going to have to spend billions of dollars to expand the barracks that are in Vicenza, for example. And they don't have...
What's the thinking behind Donald Trump doing that?
Well, of course, I can only speculate, but I've always believed that this was a political decision, not based on strategic analysis. The strategic analysis, the Department of Defense had to do it ex post facto after the decision was already made politically.
So Donald Trump says that's also, or he says that he does that because Germany pays too little money into the NATO budget. Do you agree on that?
I believe that is his principal motivation. Of course, I think almost everybody agrees that Germany should be spending more on its own defense. Every president has said that. But that's the president, his decision to reduce by almost a third what we have that's based in Germany. I believe its principal motivation was because of his frustration with Germany. Mm-hmm. Ironically, Italy and Belgium are both well below 2% also, and yet they are going to receive some of the moves out of Germany will go to Italy and Belgium.
So that kind of shows the inconsistency, right, of his argumentation.
Yes. Yes.
So Mitt Romney and others call the withdrawal a gift to Russia. Would you agree on that?
This is a complete gift to the Kremlin. A 30% reduction of U.S. capability in Germany, disruption of or further damage to our most important relationship. And the Russians did not do one single thing to earn this. I mean, they are as aggressive as ever in the Black Sea. They continue to occupy Crimea. They're killing Ukrainians every week. They occupy 20% of Georgia. They are causing refugees and killing people in Syria. They did nothing to merit a reduction of U.S. capability in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Sir, it's only a couple of weeks, less than 100 days until the election. Will President Trump be able to really conduct this withdrawal until then?
Well, I think what we heard the secretary say today was that some movement will start within weeks. So I imagine that they will find what do they have that's very small that could move quickly so that to show actual movement.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be, none of the really substantial pieces will not be able to move for months.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. One last question, sir. It's fantastic again talking to you. So we heard that Donald Trump wants to send McGregor as the new ambassador to Germany. Is this kind of part of this whole plan to withdraw, or how will this impact his plan to withdraw the troops from Germany?
Well, based on what I have read about Colonel McGregor, he is completely in the same camp as former Ambassador Grinnell and the White House in terms of reduction of capability in Germany. So obviously the White House would not pick somebody that would not carry out the, the same policy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfortunate that, that for our most important ally, that we do not select an ambassador that is well-known, recognized. The way that Germany sends Emily Haber to be the ambassador in Washington, we should be looking for one of our most distinguished, best diplomats to ensure a relationship with our most important ally.
Mm-hmm.